Have you ever heard that there is something wrong with the citrus trees worldwide? Trees are dying, the fruit taste is bitter, and citrus juice prices are getting higher. And you wonder, what is wrong with that gross taste? Today, I am going to tell you the reason behind that taste. Bacteria, which caused the Hong Long Bin disease in citrus. In 2005, there was an aggressive infection of this bacterium in Florida, and since then, it cost the Florida citrus industry more than $5 billion. That is a lot of money. HLB-affected trees showed twig dieback, feeder root loss, and compromised fruit quality. In short, HLB made the trees sick. So when we are sick, we use orange juice as a source of multivitamin and sometimes chicken noodle soup. So now the trees are sick. I tried chicken noodle soup with the sick trees, but it didn't work out. So now we are using plant nutrients. So here is a question. Which nutrient to use? Literature says the role of potassium and calcium in improving the fruit quality in different crops. But a little information is available about boron. So we have done the preliminary work on this nutrient, and we have applied this nutrient on the developing fruit as a foliar application. And we have found that potassium and boron, alone or in combination, improve the overall fruit characteristics and storage quality. The new insight in the nutrient management is highly impactful to the citrus growers because it is quick and easy to do as compared to other methods. It is affordable and it is highly specific, which means we can improve the fruit quality under the HLB present scenario. So this resourceful management approach may help to sustain the $9 billion citrus industry in Florida. In addition, HLB is also a concern for more than 35 countries, including my country. So when I will be back to my country, I will have a platform to transfer my findings among growers and students, because it is a highly applicable approach. Identification of the mineral nutrients in order to improve the fruit quality is the first step to mitigate HLB disease. Thank you so much.